Well?
Well, what?
The pastor's sermon this morning.
What about it?
Well, he gave us a challenge. What did you think?
Well, I thought it was interesting. I didn't think a sermon about sacrifice could be so, well...
Interesting?
Interesting.
Huh. I couldn't figure out what he was talking about. Sacrifices, lambs, goats, giving up for Lent.
What were you doing, drawing on the backs of the envelopes again?
No, I just didn't get it.
Huh.
Well, you want to explain it to him, Donna?
Me?
Hmm?
Oh, well, the pastor said we should be willing to sacrifice things in our life to God, right?
What were you doing, writing notes to Jesse again?
No!
You were talking about that dumb soap opera, Young Stomachs Turning.
Young Hearts Turning, and we weren't...
They think Kyle is going to ask Jamie to marry him because he broke up with Monica.
It was Heather, and what do you know about it anyway?
It's all you ever talk about.
It is not.
Maybe we should rethink our policy about soap operas, George.
Well, we may not have to. See, I think the pastor was onto something. The challenge, I mean, to sacrifice something at home.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble.
Look, the pastor talked about sacrificing something we consider important to us. You know, giving it up as a tribute to God.
I'll give up spinach.
Yeah, nice try, Jimmy. But I was thinking of something else, something near and dear to all of us.
Pizza?
Wrong.
So what, George?
Television.
Television?
Hi, I'm Chris. You're about to enter a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey! Sounds like the Barclays may be getting themselves into something pretty deep. Find out what when our Adventure in Odyssey continues right after this.
Need even more Adventures in Odyssey?
Peek behind the scenes with the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
When you tune in, you'll learn more about the actors behind your favorite characters.
Hi, this is Katie Lee, the voice of Connie.
You'll hear how the writers come up with their ideas and how the sound designers create all those crazy sounds.
You'll also get to hear the team answer questions from fans like you.
Find the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Or better yet, visit adventuresinodyssey.com/podcast.
And now, the Barclays Adventure in Odyssey.
You want us to sacrifice the television?
What are we supposed to do? Burn it on a bunch of rocks?
No, not the TV itself, just how much we watch. We'll cut it out completely for a month.
A month?
Well, sure, why not? No TV for a month, no videotaping, no talk shows, nothing to do with it. We'll give it up. It'll be our sacrifice to God, like the pastor talked about.
It'll give us an awful lot of time.
Which we can use to do other things as a family. How about it? No TV for a month, okay?
Ha! No Young Hits Turning for a whole month. That'll be great.
Go ahead and laugh. It also means no Rick Rancid Private Eye or Zappazoids either.
Now, wait a minute. Zappazoids isn't a TV program.
Yes, but you play it on TV. If it has to do with the television, we stay away from it for a month, okay? It'll be healthy for us.
Healthy.
Told you we were in trouble.
All right, before I unplug the TV, I want to make sure that we're all agreed about this.
I think we have the idea, George.
Well, I just want to make sure we're clear. Donna?
Well, I guess it's right. Giving up something, I mean. But does it have to be the television? Couldn't I give up Jimmy or something?
Donna.
Yeah, and I'd be happy to give up math class. Couldn't we...
Could we be serious about this for just a minute?
A month is an awful long time.
Hey, it'll be over before you know it.
All right, let's do it. Unplug the TV.
Jimmy?
If Donna can do it, I can do it.
Well then, drum roll please. Ta-da! The TV is officially unplugged! There's no applause. But this is going to be a good thing, I promise you. You'll see.
So, what do you want to do now?
Well, I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Well, what do we usually do now?
Well, we're usually fighting over what show we're going to watch.
Well, then let's come up with something else.
Like what?
Well, Mary?
Beats me, George.
This is obviously going to take a while to get used to.
You decided to do what?
Give up TV for a month as a sacrifice.
Ah, the pastor's sermon yesterday.
Right. And I wanted to ask you to, you know, encourage Jimmy and Donna about it since, well, you see him a lot. We've never done anything like this before, and I have a feeling it won't be easy.
Well, that's putting it very mildly. You know, George, getting rid of the TV leaves a lot of free time. Do you have any alternatives?
Well, I've been thinking about that.
Oh, and what'd you come up with?
Well, my first plan was pretty basic. I decided to leave work a little early.
Uh-huh.
Go straight out.
Yeah.
And talk to John Whitaker to see if he has any ideas.
I see.
Well, does he?
Well, maybe we better have a seat and see what we can come up with.
Well, I was hoping you'd say that.
Donna, I don't believe it. A whole month?
Yeah, I know.
Do you realize how much could happen on Young Hearts Turning in that amount of time?
I know, Jesse.
I mean, today is probably when Kyle is going to ask Jamie to marry him.
Good grief, Jesse. What are you trying to do? I know. It's only a program.
Only a program? Jamie's no good for Kyle. In a month, they could be headed for a life of misery.
I came here for support, Jesse. You heard the pastor's sermon. You said after the service you thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, but I didn't think anybody would give up TV over it.
You're not helping me.
What do you want me to do? It's almost 4 o'clock. You don't think I'm going to miss it just because you lost your mind.
No, I guess not. I'll go home.
Wait. I know. You're not supposed to watch TV, right?
Right.
But nobody said you couldn't hear about it.
What do you mean?
I'll go downstairs and watch the show while you wait up here. After it's over, I'll come back and tell you what happened. Brilliant, huh? I surprise myself sometimes.
Well, I don't know. You think that's all right?
Why not? You wait right here.
Mr. Finneman, Mom asked me to stop by and pick up a dozen large-size eggs. Do you have any?
None in the fridge?
Nope. All I saw was the small ones.
Well, I better get some out of the storeroom. Why don't you have a go at Zappazoids while you wait?
Okay. No thanks.
You turned down a chance to play Zappazoids? The end of the world must be coming and I'm standing in the middle of the road. Why not?
I can't.
No money?
No TV. We gave it up for a month.
You're kidding. What for?
Well, it's hard to explain, but Zappazoids was included in the deal because I play it on TV at home.
But it isn't on TV here. It's an arcade game.
Yeah, but it's kind of like TV.
It's up to you. But I have a hard time picturing you giving up Zappazoids for a month. Be like giving up breathing or having your nostril hairs pulled out.
You're telling me. Nostril hairs?
I'll be right back with those eggs.
Good grief. A whole month? Well, of course, technically, it's not really TV. And that means it's not part of the sacrifice we're supposed to make, so...
Here's your eggs, Jimmy.
Thanks.
You look like someone trying to make a decision. You sure the eggs are all you want?
I don't guess it'll hurt anything to play just once before I go home.
Well, you know the way.
Well, Jesse, did you watch it?
Did I watch it? Did you ask, did I watch it?
Your life is in danger at this very moment, Jesse. What happened?
Well, Kyle was just about to ask Jamie to marry him when all of a sudden Derek showed up.
Derek, I don't believe it.
Believe it.
But I thought he died last year in a freak yachting accident.
He was supposed to, but he got picked up by a Yugoslavian fishing trawler and taken to Europe.
I don't believe it.
Believe it.
You know, it's nice to sit down after dinner and not be drowned out by the sound of the TV. I think we're doing pretty well without it. How long's it been?
2 days.
10 hours. 46.5 minutes.
Well, we still seem to be doing fine without it.
I'm surprised Dawn isn't going through withdrawal because she missed Young Hat's turning today.
Young Hearts? Oh, never mind. What about you and Zapazoids?
What about it?
Well, I figured you'd be driving us all crazy because you can't play it.
I said I wouldn't watch TV, and I won't. I'm a man of principle.
You mean you're a man who goes to the principle?
All right, all right. Listen, I talked to Whit yesterday, and we came up with some things to do as a family that'll fill in the time we used to spend watching television. But first, I have a confession to make.
A confession?
Yes, I almost sneaked a peek at a television today.
Sure,
Dad.
Oh, Dad, I'm so disappointed in you. What was on?
I don't know. I didn't actually watch it. I was just tempted. I was walking down the main street and nearly went into Smith's electronics shop to have a look at the news. I just wanted you to know that in some ways this month isn't going to be easy for me either. Have any of you had a problem like that? Jimmy? Donna?
What's the matter with you two? Why are you so pale?
I better get upstairs and do my homework.
Yeah, getting past my bedtime.
It's only 7:30. Don't you want to hear the ideas that Whit and I came up with?
Big day at school tomorrow. Lots of homework.
Yeah, really big day. Better get plenty of sleep.
Yeah, but we...
Good night.
You know, I think we may have hit on something here.
A way to find out if they're staying true to our little sacrifice?
You know that. And a way to get them to bed early. Hey, come over here and let's do some serious smooching. What do you say?
George! Was that one of the ideas you and Whit came up with?
No, nope, this one was mine alone.
George!
Jimmy?
Yep.
I want to talk to you.
Yep.
Will you cut it out? I'm serious.
Yep.
I want to know why you're so anxious to go to bed.
I wasn't anxious. You were anxious.
I was not. What makes you think I have anything to be anxious about?
Your anxiousness makes me think you had something to be anxious about.
I don't believe it. You acted awfully anxious for someone who says you didn't have anything to be anxious about.
That's because you made me feel anxious by being anxious.
If I was anxious, it was because I thought you were anxious about Dad's confession. Like you might have one of your own?
I wouldn't be anxious about that because I didn't do anything wrong to make me feel anxious enough to confess it.
Well, neither did I.
I didn't say you did. Feeling guilty about something?
What makes you think I have anything to feel guilty about?
Your guiltiness made me think you have something to feel guilty about.
You're the one who acted awfully guilty for someone who says you don't have anything to be guilty about.
I did not. We said we wouldn't watch TV, and I haven't.
Neither have I. And there's no reason to feel anxious or guilty.
Right.
Right.
So did you come in to play word games, or did you really want something?
No, nothing. Good night.
Good night. Now I'm anxious.
We'll hear more of today's adventure in Odyssey right after this.
Want to be part of something awesome? Then join the Adventures in Odyssey Club. You'll get access to over 1,000 episodes, behind-the-scenes content, devotionals, games, and a free subscription to Focus on the Family's Clubhouse magazine. Discover all the perks at adventuresinodyssey.com.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
And now, back to the adventure.
Well, Donna, I have to give you credit. You've gone a whole week and haven't once asked me about Young Hearts turning. I want to stick to our sacrifice.
How's it going? It must be really boring at home.
Not really. Sometimes we all do things together.
That's what I mean. Boring.
It's like the other night, Dad had us play devotional bowling.
What?
It's like regular bowling, except you have to knock down facts about the Bible instead of pins. You know, verses, books, Bible characters, that kind of thing.
And you knock them down with a ball?
Don't be silly. The ball is the question. Like, name 10 books of the Bible with the letter A in them.
That's not bad.
Other nights we sit together and read or not do anything. It's weird. I mean, I have time to do all the things I've wanted to do.
Like what?
Well, I finally put all my pictures in photo albums, and I finished that novel you lent me.
Last year?
That one. I think I'm even getting used to living without TV.
Really?
It's not so hard.
Oh. Then I guess you wouldn't want to know about the new magazine.
What magazine?
Weekly Soap Digest. It comes out every Friday and tells what happened during the week. I just thought you might want to see the article about Kyle, but never mind.
What about Kyle?
He's in the hospital.
Kyle's in the hospital?
Derek punched him when he was trying to kidnap Jamie. He's in a coma.
What? Kyle's not gonna die, is he? They wouldn't kill Kyle.
I shouldn't have said anything.
This is terrible. Thanks a lot, Jesse.
I'm sorry. Forget I mentioned it.
Are you kidding? Oh, brother, now what am I supposed to do?
Read about it at the end of the month?
Oh,
maybe not.
Hello, Joe.
Well, hi, Whit. What's cooking?
I got my inventory lists mixed up, ran out of chocolate syrup. Any chance you have a case I can buy?
Oh, I'm sure we can find some in the back. Let's go have a look.
Good, thanks.
Uh-oh. You go on back, Whit. I got a customer.
All right.
Well, hello, Jimmy.
Hi, Mr. Finneman. Mom wants some Annie's.
Third aisle on the left. Where have you been all week? I thought sure you'd be back to check out the new machine.
No, I decided I'd better not since... new machine?
Yep. Came a couple of days ago. There in the corner. It's a Zapazoid's 3.7 upgrade. I figured you'd have smelled it from school, being such a big fan.
The 3.7? You mean the one with the turbo thrusters, hydraulic drive, and the bionic overload?
Yep.
But I just got the 3.0 home version a couple of weeks ago. How'd you get a 3.7?
Oh, I got my connections. And Jimmy, this one makes a 3.0 look like tiddlywinks. And they didn't even raise the price.
Oh, man. Oh, but I can't. We gave up TV.
So you said. Well, it's up to you. I have to say, though, you don't know what Zapazoids is until you've used the turbo thrusters.
Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Can you get mayonnaise? I gotta go in the back for a minute.
Yeah. It wouldn't hurt just to take a look at it.
Suit yourself.
Turbo thrusters. Hydraulic drive. Bionic overload. Good grief. How can I wait a whole month? Maybe just one round. What can it hurt?
Have a look at the butterscotch while you're back there. I got more than I need if you want it.
I might just take you up on that, Joe.
Well, hello, ladies. What can I do you for?
We were wondering if you have the weekly soap digest, the one that came out today?
I sure do. Just came in. I haven't even put them out yet.
Are you sure about this, Donna?
I just want to look. Can we see one?
Oh, yeah, they're right here behind the counter. Up-to-the-minute news about your favorite soap characters and shows. My wife loves this stuff. Makes me nauseous. Here you go.
Thank you.
Is it in there?
Wait, Jesse, I'm looking.
Joe, I think I'll take both of these cases. Do you have any of... Well, hi, Donna. Jesse?
Mr. Whitaker.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, I didn't mean to startle you, Donna. Is everything all right?
Everything's just fine.
Good.
She's just worried about Kyle, that's all.
Jesse.
Kyle? Kyle who?
On Young Hearts Turning.
Jesse?
What?
This is terrific, Mr. Finneman. These turbo thrusters are... Donna, Mr. Whitaker.
You forgot me, Jimmy.
Jesse.
Thank you.
A friendly store where folks know each other. Oh, it warms my heart.
Jimmy, you were playing Zapazoids.
Was I? Well, what do you know? Good thing it's not on TV, huh? And, what are you doing here?
I just stopped by to... it's none of your business.
What's that behind your back?
Nothing. Just a magazine. Nothing important.
I don't mean to inconvenience you, Donna. But if you're going to keep twisting the magazine up that way, you'd have to pay for it.
Oh, sorry.
Weekly Soap Digest? Donna, you wouldn't be checking up on young hunks twirling, would you?
If you can play Zapazoids, I can read a magazine. It's not TV.
I wasn't complaining.
Neither am I.
Then why are you acting so guilty?
I'm not acting guilt. Oh, no, we're not playing that game again. We said we wouldn't watch TV, and we weren't watching TV. At least I wasn't.
It's an arcade game. Not a TV.
It has a TV screen.
Well, so does your magazine right there in the logo next to that bar of soap.
I mean a plug-in kind of machine with a screen on it,
Well, your
Jimmy.
Magazine, you're reading
no,
about...
No, it's a...
You can jump in any time,
Will. He said about...
Oh, I'm not
you
sure I want to.
No, Dad,
Donna,
it's
Jimmy, does all this have to do with your vow not to watch TV for a month? I figured. You want to go over to Wits End and talk about this?
I will if Jimmy will.
Only if Donna goes with me.
Does that include me, too?
Do you want to go, Jesse?
No, not really. I think I'll go home and watch Young Hearts Turning.
Thanks a lot, Benedict Jezebel.
Have a seat.
Are we in trouble?
Not at all. Your dad asked me to encourage you, and that's just what I hope to do.
Encourage us?
Uh-huh. I'm going to encourage you to go home and talk to your mom and dad about what just happened.
I knew you were going to say that. It's not like I was watching TV.
And I was only reading about it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't have to explain anything to me. You're both acting awfully guilty considering you haven't technically done anything wrong.
Guilty? Who's guilty?
I'm not guilty.
Exactly. Now tell me, have you ever heard the expression, the spirit of the law versus the letter of the law?
Yeah, they said it on Perry Mason once.
TV show.
Oops.
Well, it means doing what's technically right, but not really doing what's right.
Huh?
Well, for example, you knew when you agreed to give up television for a month that Zappazoids was part of the promise. Nobody put it in writing. You didn't have to sign on the dotted line, but you knew. And Donna, you knew you were supposed to give up your soap opera for that time, too. Not just that half hour in the afternoon, but everything connected with it.
Dad didn't come right out and say that. Well, yeah.
Thank you. That's why you both felt bad and looked guilty when you met up at Finneman's. In your hearts, you knew you weren't doing what was right by your promise. You were tempted, and you used a technicality to give in. Right? You know, you two speak volumes when you don't say anything.
There isn't anything to say.
Well, there is another expression that fits here. To obey is better than sacrifice. God said it to a nation of people who are living by the letter of the law and missed the spirit. One last question.
What?
Why did you agree to give up television for a month if you didn't really want to do it?
For Mom and Dad. Mostly for Dad, I guess.
Yeah, he was really hot on it, and it seemed wrong to say no.
Well, maybe you'd better talk to him about it again. And think hard on your way home.
We will. Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
Yeah. What are we supposed to think hard about?
Whether you really want to go through with this sacrifice. There's no sense carrying on if your heart's not in it.
Well, Mom, Dad, aren't you going to say something?
Yeah, don't just leave us sitting here with our tails hanging between our guilt.
Oh, I don't know what to say. George?
Frankly, I feel bad. I thought we were all agreed as a family and that you were enjoying yourselves this past week doing things together, not having a TV to distract us.
I was.
Me too. I just all slipped.
I should have put masking tape over Jesse's mouth.
Yeah, I understand all that, but well, this idea wasn't supposed to cause you this kind of trouble. I knew it'd be tough, but well, I wish you'd told me at the start you didn't really want to do it.
Dad, Mom, Jimmy and I talked about it on the way home, and well, maybe we can start over. We want to do it, we really do.
But this time we want to do it right. No TV, no Zappazoids, no reading about it.
Yeah, we don't want to do it because you want us to, but because we want us to.
Okay?
Well, are you sure now? You're not just doing it for me.
No, Dad. This time, we want to do it for God.
Way to go, Donna. I'm glad she and Jimmy understand the true meaning of sacrifice better now. See, it isn't just something that makes our lives uncomfortable, but something that can bring us closer to God. And that's very important, because God doesn't want anything to come between us and Him. Have you ever made a sacrifice of any kind to God? Write and tell me about it. I'd love to hear from you. Just send your card or letter to Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you write, don't forget to ask about how you can get a copy of this broadcast. Just mention today's date in your card or letter. The address once again is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. The Meaning of Sacrifice was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.